Rain continues to fall across Minnesota this morning, and we're likely to see that hang with us most of the day today. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do have a lot of cloud cover across the region today, and we're going to see that rain in Minnesota and the extreme easternmost parts of the Dakotas be very slow to abate, but it will gradually diminish as time moves along. It's not until tomorrow that we'll see those areas dry again. Not much precipitation will occur out to the west, though. The heart of the Dakotas should be free and clear of precipitation. There may actually be some sunny to partly cloudy conditions for a while today. There will be another disturbance, though, that will work its way into a part of the plains as we get out into the latter part of this week. It looks like already tomorrow evening we will have some increased cloud cover occurring across parts of North Dakota, and it looks like some light precipitation may develop as we move into the day on Thursday. The precipitation, though, is going to be very light. It's going to be mostly in North Dakota, northeastern South Dakota, and parts of Minnesota. This will be rain for the most part, but there's a chance there might be a little bit of wet snow embedded in with some of the precipitation. That means the temperatures are going to be a little bit chilly. We look for the moisture totals, though, with that event to stay light, running mostly trace amounts upwards to about 0.15 of an inch. Now, there may be a spot or two that could get upwards to a quarter of an inch, but those will be exceptions rather than the rule. Now, the heart of South Dakota into southeastern South Dakota is not likely to see much more than a spit or a spat of moisture, and will likely see generally dry biased conditions. After this last disturbance pushes across the region, another couple of days, if not a few days, of dry weather will occur. We will attempt to warm it up temporarily, but another frontal system will be pushing across the region as we finish out the weekend and move into the early part of next week, possibly generating a few more spits and spats across the area. High temperatures over these next few days will be mostly in the 40s and 50s. Today will be one of the warmer days, in fact today and tomorrow both, but as we get out into the latter part of this week, we're likely to see more 40s than 50s, and that'll be the case on Friday in particular, and on Saturday as well. Then we may start to recover a little bit on Sunday before that next frontal system arrives. Our nighttime temperatures are expected to bounce around mostly through the 20s and 30s. Tomorrow morning, we'll see freezes across many areas to the west of the Red River. We'll look for those temperatures to turn cooler in the eastern parts of the region on Thursday morning, but only a few upper 20s are likely. We'll look for the temperatures to continue to bounce around, as I mentioned before, through the 20s and the 30s as we finish out the weekend and move into next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.